Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. I hear them chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking.
I hear them chat with the boys, man's so tough, but man's keep walking. How are you, mate? What's happening?
Yeah, good, bro. How you doing?
I'm great.
Welcome to episode 35, Cancel Me Now, the greatest podcast in the world, and thank you for listening to us here on either Patreon, YouTube, what's the other one? Spotify, where most... Our biggest numbers are on Spotify.
We're doing some good work on Spotify.
Good numbers on Spotify. Hello to the Spotify people. If you are on Spotify, do us a favor. Copy and paste this link and send it to one of your friends. Send it to them and say to them that there's a message at whatever time I'm saying this for them. Hey, fuckwit. There you go.
Why weren't you listening to the show earlier, dickhead?
Yeah, fuck you. So this is, whoever sent you this wants you to know that you're a fuckwit. You're an absolute, you are terrible. But thanks for, subscribe, idiot. What's happening?
Nothing. I just saw Clary's lit the Dana White prayer candle. Joe's getting a bit low to get a lighter in.
He needs a bit of TRT to pop him back up.
He does. A bit of replacement therapy on his Lonzo balls. But no, good to have Dana White with us. Chappelle Corby's beautiful.
Clock? I don't know if you can see that. Can clock. You just look at your fucking hands. They are so dirty. Have you ever thought about washing them?
Come straight from work. I'm sorry.
I know, but anyway, whatever. Good on you. That's great, mate.
What's happening with you?
Well, I got reached out to. I got to reach around. Someone reached out to me.
Someone reached around with a message.
I got to do this. Shout out to the people on Patreon. We hit 1,500 people on Patreon. G'day. Go and join the family there. You also, not only do you get this episode live every single week, they're watching live right now.
That's early.
It's early, very live and very early. You also get access to the sealed section. After an hour on this show, we ring the bell. And the sealed section happens. That's when we fucking lose it. That's when we go real, real racist. No.
It just gets crazy.
We just go weird.
Last week we found out how much your wedding cost on the sealed section.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Just spill personal details.
Yeah, we're going to talk about you getting engaged.
Are we? Are we?
No, we're going to talk about some interesting shit.
It'll be good.
But for only a dollar a month, you can join the Patreon group. So good on you. And we're going to launch the Discord in there as well once Lordy pulls his finger out. Do you know what Discord is?
I couldn't even spell it if I tried to, mate. Talk to me about what the Discord is.
And also the sealed section. It's like a chat group or something. There's heaps of fucking virgins.
There's no way that'll go wrong.
Well, we're stopping.
We've had a pause. We're pausing. So I can Google what a Discord is. Ah, shit. Isaac hasn't paid his Wi-Fi.
No, I pay the Wi-Fi. I think it's because Lordy's computer's full of fucking cum.
He does like to masturbate.
Oh, I bet. And listen,
that thing would be keys.
Those keys.
Would be like
What's your go-to porn site? What?
We're good? I was just about to start talking about my favourite pornography.
Come on, Lordy. We've got interesting things to talk about.
Lordy's laptop.
What's your favourite fucking porn site?
Lordy's laptop's looking like a painter's drop sheet.
I think you've got to stop coming on the screen. I know that's your thing.
Have you heard of a cum rag, James?
You've got to stop. It's got to stop. Can you stop coming on the screen?
Favourite porn? Oh, I'm not picky, mate.
Nah, come on. Yeah. Claire asked me the other day.
You ever watched porn together, you and Dixon?
No. No, Christ, we watch fucking old English dramas.
Yeah, you guys watch Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah. Have you ever ever thought about this question? Why do men like lesbian porn? Because Claire asked me this.
I don't particularly like it. I like the idea of...
Do you not like lesbians?
Well, yeah. No.
I hate them.
It's... I don't particularly like it. I like to see a bit of penetration.
So why do you like to see penetration?
Because that's what I'd get up to.
It's pretty gay.
Yeah, I suppose when you put it like that.
It's pretty gay.
It's like
I cannot get hard. Can someone get a dick in here so I can get hard?
Yeah. No,
it's an interesting way to look at it.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gay.
Maybe you're just like seeing dicks on the screen.
Shit.
Right? It's a moment. We're having a moment here.
A bit of self-revelation here.
Very introspective.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't have a particular genre that I prefer to the others. I just... hop on, see what tickles my fancy. I do like Johnny Sin's work, the work of the great man.
Is it weird to have a favourite
dude.
Yeah. See, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, why do it? Like, because I like pretty much anything Johnny Sins does.
Yeah, right.
But like.
Well, he has high production quality. I'd love to have him on the show. High production quality.
That would be unreal.
I've hit him up 100 fucking times.
No good.
No.
There's no way he runs the socials. Yeah.
It's a real shame.
Fuck. He'd be good.
What's your first question?
To Johnny Sins.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
How do you stay hard for more than 3 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. What's it like pleasuring a woman for longer than 2 minutes?
What's it like for women to actually like you?
There's no way. He's just a piece of meat to them.
Do you reckon?
Well, he's got Kisser. He's a beautiful bride Kisser.
You know too much, bro.
Well, mate, I told you.
How do you know? How do you know his wife's name?
Well, because they have a channel together.
Oh, like, and like a YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's like Johnny and Kisser. And Kira? Kisser? Whatever. I'm focused on Johnny.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference between Kisser and Kira.
Yeah, but like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm close.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then it'll be like, they're like a couple, but then they'll often have threesomes, sometimes more.
I don't think more is appropriate.
Yeah.
I can't get into that.
Yeah. Yeah. More than threes. That's crazy.
Do you think that's some Andrew Tate shit, more than three?
How good's Andrew? Do you like Andrew Tate? What's your thoughts on Andrew Tate?
I love the idea of him. I like the character he plays. I hope it's a character.
Yeah, I feel like it is, but I still feel like it is. And even if it's not,
I'm
still on board.
I reckon it's a character, but he's bought into it and he's just like, fuck it.
He's becoming Andrew Tate.
Yeah, yeah, he's becoming Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
And I feel that. I understand it. I think it's fun. I think it's hilarious to watch the people melt down who don't like him.
Yeah, that's must be fun for him.
I've been watching a lot of him because I'm working on a video at the moment about how, basically, I think he's a bit misunderstood.
You're an Andrew Tate sympathizer.
I'm Andrew Tate simp.
You're taking the side of the billionaire misogynist.
That's my people. No, I think he's misunderstood because some of the things that he says are outrageous and are obviously wrong and I think are part of the character. But other things that he says, particularly about masculinity and that it's important to have, you know, a bit of into you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a bit of into you. So not a bit of, I know it's all about porn, but a bit of in you.
Yeah.
So if something happens and shit goes down, you can handle it.
Yeah.
I think that's handy.
Has he just risen to prominence in terms of like social media? Because I'd never heard about him or seen anything of his before probably the last 6 months.
He's been around, but he's gone super viral recently.
Lately, yeah.
He was on Big Brother in 2016 in the UK.
Okay, because he's got a weird, his ethnicity is mysterious.
His dad's black.
Yeah.
I think his mum's white. He was born in America, moved to England and now lives in Romania.
Yeah. So that explains because his accent's like he's got some British, like his vowels are really sharp.
Yep.
But then he's obviously very caramel.
He is very caramel.
Yeah. But like.
That's what you want to be.
You don't want to be white.
You don't want to be black. You want to be caramel.
You want to be, Andrew Tate.
I got burnt today. It's the middle of winter and I went for a run and I got burnt.
I'm getting destroyed at the moment because because the mornings are still cold.
Yes.
So I'm beanied up.
Yep.
And then the sun comes out, my nemesis, the fucking big orange thing in the sky. And I've forgotten any kind of brimmed hat.
Right.
So my big, and obviously the forehead is rising and it's getting burnt.
Yes.
And it's fucking August.
A tough summer.
We are in for a fucking bludger.
But Andrew Tate, yes, he's very interesting. He says some interesting things about women.
Yeah.
And,
by interesting, do you mean correct and funny?
I think they're funny. I don't think he's right, Louis. And I know when the cameras are off, Louis's very anti-female. And I understand that I understand that some people are like that and they've been burned in the past. But whenever I say like women, the word women, you spit.
See my fist just clench a little bit on the
top. Clench up.
Go on.
Louis takes a sip of his fucking whiskey that he's got in his hand.
I did see the dentist the other day. He said all my molars are quite blunt from gritting my teeth every time you say woman. I'm just like.
Or is that from grunting and grinding when there aren't any cocks on the screen?
Yeah, like, that too.
Get a fucking cock up.
Get some doodles.
So Andrew Tate, yes. He does say some interesting things, some weird things. People would say that they're wrong things, but I appreciate him for putting it out there and making people laugh because you watch what he says and you go, oh, fucking hell, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they make you laugh or they make you go, it's actually pretty good. So some of his points about masculinity.
What do you like?
There was one the other day, he made a point about TikTokers and in particular male TikTokers, and it was about sort of status in society today and like the importance of status and yep. You know, for hundreds of years, men have had to achieve great things to achieve status. You've had to conquer empires. You were a king. You had to, you know, you're a great architect or a great artist, or you had to actually achieve great things for status. And he said, we're at an age now where you can just do a fucking stupid dance in front of your phone and you'll get followers. And like, he's like, that's where we're at. And it sucks.
It is. And it, the thing about TikTok is it's designed for virality, and it's designed to give people that type of response. Yeah. So you become addicted and you become a TikToker. And I've seen it with men and women, particularly with the dancing thing. It's like you're not creating. I get the sketch comedy side of things. Like that's fun, right? That takes, you got to write, you got to work on that type of stuff.
But these guys are just like lip syncing to something that already exists, like a song or like a bit of comedy or like a line from a movie, and they're just like lip syncing. It's ridiculous.
A girl that I follow, she posted a friend who had just signed with the same agency that they were a part of. And they showed on the video, they showed some of her highlights from TikTok. And it was literally her just going,
It's insane. The two things you just mentioned, agency. So these people have agents.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Well, the ads they're getting are from, they're doing ads for like fucking Red Rooster.
Yeah.
That's what they're
doing. It's crazy.
Can I just say this? On the topic, I'm so sorry. On the topic of fucking chicken shops.
Is this another joint that's brushed you for some advertising?
No, but I will get to that. They haven't brushed me, but it was weird. It's the ABC. There is a chicken shop near my house that I will not reveal the name of. But do you know what building is attached to it? Okay, not what building, but what business is attached to this takeaway chicken shop?
If it's a brothel, it'll be perfect business model.
It's not a brothel.
Okay, well, I'm not interested.
But there are stiffs in it.
A morgue or a funeral home?
Nice. Down the road, there is a very popular chicken joint, and attached to the back of it is a fucking funeral home.
Is there a bit of Sweeney Todd action going on, do you reckon, there, where they might be getting the corpses out and battering them and frying them? And
well, that would not surprise me, because it is so fucked up that they're dragging dead bodies in. Like, I know it's their business and that's fine.
Yeah.
They're dragging, and then like not even 15 meters away, people are buying chicken.
Yeah, it seems wrong on a few levels. It seems quite insensitive. Seems gross.
It's fucking weird.
You got to eat. You got to eat. And you got to die.
Yeah.
You got two things that are certain in this life. You got to eat and you got to die. So.
And that's actually one of the things I was going to bring up in this podcast. How long do you want to live for?
Fuck. Not too much longer. A couple of weeks.
I was going to talk about this on the Mum and Dad show, but I thought that if I proposed that question to Claire, how long do you want to live for? I thought it might get back to some people.
Yeah.
So I didn't. But
yeah. Particularly if she dies in mysterious circumstances, you're
absolutely
public enemy number one.
Yeah, well,
prime suspect.
Even more so. But I have family members right now who are, you know, in their 80s, and, you know, they're beautiful people and I love them very much, but they are old and their bodies are starting to fail them. And it started, you know, it gave me the question of how long do I want to live for?
Questioning your own mortality at the age of fucking 44 or whatever you are.
29. Don't you start. You're over the hill.
I am. I feel it too. Yeah, it's an interesting one. And it's funny you say that too, because I turned 30 a couple of months ago, and you do start going, oh, 30 now. It's fucking.
It's on.
Jokes are over. Piss ups have got to stop. They haven't, but they will. They will at some stage. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Like, given my lifestyle and the way I've lived my life up until now, I can't see me getting much further than 70.
That's been
generous. Like,
but I don't know. I mean, that's how long you may live for. But how long do you want to live?
Want to. And that's it. Like, your quality of life.
At a certain point, your quality of life takes a fucking nosedive.
It does if you let it. Like, you see, like, if you keep your, like, mind and body active, that's the whole thing, isn't it? Like, if you stop exercising and being physical, that's when you start to become a frail old man. And if you stop, like, your partner passes away, whatever, and then you've got no mates and you're just sitting inside all day, that's when you start to.
And that's a lot of older dudes.
100%.
And older women.
So if you can just keep moving and being active, like, I don't know, going to the brothels, chicken shops, avoid the funeral home. Yeah, I don't know. Like, but then it's a hard one, because it just seems so common, doesn't it, to get to that 65, 70, and then they just start to slow down, like, physically and mentally.
And that's the whole, like, I can't wait to retire, and then you have nothing to do. You don't have any hobbies.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a lot for women to do. Like, they have, like, meeting groups and the bingo shit. That's a very female thing to do. They have their little friend groups and stuff. They go, but a lot of dudes, I know my pop,
like beautiful dude, but just fucking doesn't do anything.
I love seeing the old boys that still the bowls, like long bowls every day. Like they might play like four times a week and they have like, you know, schooners at 2 o'clock in the arvo, get the Chinese meal from the bistro at five and then they're in bed and then they're back. That sounds fucking nice.
That's the go.
That sounds very nice.
That's the go.
And they're like sledging each other. They're like playing bowls. Like, yeah, good one, dickhead. And like still into each other and schooner. And I was like, that's nice.
I saw this lady on the telly the other day and she was barely alive. And they're like, we've got to look after him. We've got to keep her going. I was like, well, what? Fucking put that. Take her to the chicken shop for one last food and then fucking roll her in.
Straight between the eyes.
Straight. No, take her through the fucking drive through and just roll her straight down the old corrugated iron fucking hallway into the funeral
home.
Was
it Pauline Hanson?
It was this 98-year-old woman. Woman. And the poor thing, she's just fucking.
They're just hanging on. Like you say, it gets to a stage where it's like your quality of life. Just, yeah. What are you doing?
It's like, and that's why I think.
So you were saying we should kill all the old people?
I think voluntary euthanasia is absolutely necessary.
Or maybe even involuntary.
Maybe we should be murdering people. Absolutely. What do you think Andrew Tate would do at the point he felt he was getting old and the body would starts to fall apart?
Oh, he'd have himself suffocated by beautiful women. He'd die between the ass cheeks of some models.
Ass cheek or tits?
Oh, either or. But that's how he'd go out.
Maybe both. Maybe it starts off with the boobs, comes up for a breath of fresh air, and then just booty cheeks.
In his Bugatti. He loves sports cars.
Would like to be him.
Yeah, it'd be good to be Andrew Tate.
It'd be good just for a day.
Tate
for a day, drive a few fucking cars around.
He loves cars. Yeah, that's what makes me think it has to be an act.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it was an act to start with and then it sort of delved deeper into his psyche and became part of him.
It's like you.
Me?
Like you were a mild-mannered, quiet boy and then you started making these rude videos and now you are a pig.
I've always been a pig. No, I've always been a pig. You've got it in you.
That was my brother's theory. Like you'd watch like De Niro in – like, what are those good, like, Italian mobster movies he does? And, like...
Oh, well, like, is he in Goodfellas?
Goodfellas or, like...
Even Taxi Driver or something?
Yeah, and, like, my brother who, like, loves film and he loves, like, acting and stuff and he was always, like... When you watch those movies, you're like, fuck, he's, like... De Niro is scary here. Or, like, DiCaprio or, like, the greats. And he's always, like, they must have a bit of that in them. Like, you couldn't be that good at being a lunatic if you weren't a bit of an actual lunatic. Yeah.
I feel that when I watch a Johnny Sins film.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he brings that member out,
yeah.
I'm honestly scared.
You think like he might actually enjoy sex? Is that what you're saying?
I reckon it's not acting. I reckon he's like, well, I've listened to a lot of porn stars talk about that after a bit of time, like it's just not fun.
It's a job. Yeah.
Which makes it so much harder.
Yeah.
Like to actually have sex with someone for hours.
Yeah.
And make it look enjoyable, pleasurable. And a lot of these dudes, they say, they particularly with the, and this is a weird topic, with the anal scenes. A lot of the dudes are like, oh, mate, it's fucking dry, it hurts, but we just keep going.
Just keep plugging away, son.
Just keep plugging in.
Yeah. And what would that do for like your own like romantic and sex life? Like if you met someone you actually liked,
ever been to a tradie's house? Looks like shit. Because he doesn't fix it.
Yeah, right. So you're saying like they probably wouldn't maybe not enjoy sex.
I reckon he walks through the front door and puts a chastity belt on.
Yeah, he would.
I reckon he's Amish.
Big padlock around the mort.
Big padlock on the mort says don't open until tomorrow at work.
He would. That thing would probably be insured too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the production companies would be like, look after that dick.
Why is my hand like this? I've been pointing at you like that for like 5 minutes. If you're listening to this, I've just got my hand out like I'm about to try and shape Louis's hand, but it's just been sort of resting here.
It's cocked.
It's cocked and ready to load.
Ready to shake.
Mate, I had a bit of a weird week with I had a query. Had a little query.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not – Lordy's running around the studio.
Like a headless chore.
What is wrong? James, what's wrong?
No response. That's
no
good.
Response.
How's married life been? How's the first week of married life been?
Great. Love it. Happy. Haven't broken up yet. Haven't got divorced.
Nice.
It's doing well. Nice. We're doing well. We're 2 weeks in. I actually found that a lot of people from the wedding got COVID.
Yeah.
Now, there was a Bluey did contact me during the week and let me know that he had COVID.
I didn't have COVID. My beautiful partner had COVID.
Well, we don't have to drag her into it.
Well, it was her.
No, no. My editor just quit on me. That's good.
Oh, really?
On my phone.
The guy that edits this?
No. Another one.
Yeah. Wait, in the sealed section, we're going to tee off on the...
Oh, God.
Well, he's not going to see it?
And it's a she too.
Oh, that's even worse.
You know what's crazy is both of my editors are women. All right, hang on, hang on. James Lord, producer Lordy, or what is wrong?
We're doing an audio only version at the moment
to the live viewers on Patreon are only seeing just audio. Okay.
Oh, that's all right.
We love you guys.
If you're watching this on YouTube,
we love you. We love you so much.
Lucky you didn't sign up to Patreon.
If you listen to this on Spotify, we gave him the finger. So during the week, I was contacted. This is actually last week. Contacted by a producer at the ABC.
It's weird.
They've contacted me a few times and SBS about doing shows where I get on there and I talk about cancel culture and stuff. Basically,
like a panel show. Like, would you be a member on a panel show?
This was actually a game show. And I was like, oh, cool. I've finally been recognised as a celebrity.
Congratulations.
About time. So I never usually do them because usually they're just trying to make me out to look like a fucking asshole.
It would be a setup.
Which is fine. I do that enough for myself.
Yeah.
So I respond to her. I look at the game show they're talking about. I respond to her. And I say, hey, yeah, that'll be cool. But I'm not a fucking idiot. So my first question is, hey, so-and-so, sounds good. What's it pay?
Yeah, of course. Because you do nothing for free as well.
I'm not one of these fucking TV comedians that are just all like just running around trying to sell off Melbourne Comedy Festival tickets.
Doing it for the opportunity, no.
It's great to get in front of all the eyes of like fucking Karen and Steve at home.
You've got enough eyes.
I've got enough eyes.
You need some fucking money.
I need dollars.
Because you're a Jew.
I'm a Jew. I must be Jewish. I'm a capitalist.
The beard and the hair and the love of money suggest to me that you have some heave in you. Go on.
What is it called when a Jewish person's scared? They get the heebie-jeebies.
That's good. That's good.
What were we doing puns about before?
What, today?
Oh, it was the Sex Panther.
Yeah.
We've got a bloke coming on who is looking for panthers in New South Wales, which is really cool. I'm very interested by that. There's a lot of
fun. Yeah, I was gonna drink heavily if he was here because I don't know what to talk to that bloke about.
I guarantee you'd be very interested.
Oh, I would. It would be the same as like every time we have a guest who I think I'm not going to be interested in, I end up having the best time ever.
You'll have a great time.
Yeah, and I'll just drink heavily.
Next week we've got Gary Jubelin on the show.
Yeah.
Former lead investigator in the William Tyrrell case. He's a great guy. Been on the show before. You'll enjoy him too. And he's hot.
It's silky.
You should see. Looks like a young, an older Johnny Sins.
Oh, has he got the Devon?
Bald.
Big dick.
Big dick.
I'm grabbing another beer. Would anyone like one?
I might have the Glenlivet, please. Glenlivet. There is a glass there for my Glenlivet. Lordy, do you want a Glenlivet? Do you want to just run up and grab a glass? Sorry, mate. Do it with a smile. Don't do it at all.
Ooh. I won't, mate. I'll stick to the cans for now. Thank you.
This glass has been down here for ages. If there's anything bad in it, the whiskey will kill it.
That's dusty.
Nah, that's fucking from me fucking beautiful.
Looks like my piece. It's dusty.
Don't you hate it?
What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, our puns. The Panther guy was on.
And we got a bit silly.
We got a bit silly.
I can't remember. It must have been hilarious.
I had a paw related pun.
Yeah.
It was timed poorly. Anyway, so the I'd love at the ABC, and I say, what's it pay?
Yeah.
Because they have a celebrity and they have a contestant.
Which one were you, obviously?
So she comes back to me and she goes, no, you're the contestant.
And then obviously, I assume you.
How the fuck am I the contestant? I'm huge. Have you seen my internets?
I am huge. You would have more followers than the
ABC. Than everyone. Do you know I've got more followers than every single NRL rugby league player?
Yeah, I believe that.
On Instagram. Yeah. Not just fucking get fucked, fucking contestant. And I wasn't going to get paid. So I wrote back, lol, no thanks.
The lols are nice.
I love throwing the lol in.
Lol's good. It means, haha. I laughed out loud at that because it was so ridiculous.
Like, I know I sound fucking stuck up and
whatever. No, that's what a fucking waste of time.
I'm not doing that here, Lord. Use your Glenn Levay. Is that how you pronounce it? Glenn Levay?
Glenn Livett.
That's what I said before, but I feel like it's the Aussie way of fucking it up. Because when I used to work at pubs, like a lady would come up and ask for a red wine. And can I have a Shiraz?
Yeah.
Can I have a Pinot Noir?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah.
A Cab Sav, please.
Yeah. And you're like, oof. Oh. Yeah, no, the Australian accent is brutal.
Claire's here. What's up, Claire?
Can't get the Sims to work.
Why not? Claire can't get the Sims to work. Yeah. No, do you want me to?
We're having.
Lordy,
we're having a crisis here.
If you can't. Yeah, Dixon's trying to play the Sims. Well, I'm down here making money.
It's an absolute fucking circus, this podcast. We've got producers quitting. We've got one producer drinking.
Fucking running around. Dix is trying to play the Sims upstairs. She must be talking about a vibrator or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to play with the Sims. I can't get the Sims on charge.
So I was filthy about that.
Yeah, that's insulting.
It is fucking insulting. It's like, yeah.
No, you're the contestant. Who's the celebrity then?
Exactly. Their celebrities are like fucking.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
And I know I'm in the nut.
Yeah, you're a man about town. That's funny and embarrassing by the ABC.
Fucking dogs. But yeah, no, I'm excited to have guests on the show, but I enjoy these podcasts too.
I like it when it's the boys.
Just to mix it up a bit.
Sucking back a few tins, woman bashing.
Oh, how good. How good is it to just bash on women for an entire podcast?
Wouldn't mind.
Should we have more women on the show?
Nah. Claire's enough. Dixon's
Claire's
enough.
A great addition to the show.
Claire's good.
But she's more like a bloke.
Claire's very blokey. I believe that's why I enjoy her company.
Nah, she's got a big member.
Yeah.
Johnny Sins hasn't replied to me. Who else should we ask to get on the show? I tried to get Andrew Tate. Never replied.
Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate would be good. Rogan. I'm just thinking of bald, masculine men.
When are we just going to shave?
Oh, I've still got to, I'm going to hang on for a while.
I reckon you've got a couple more years.
Yeah.
It's a decade.
Thick. It's going north, but it's thick.
I think I've got a couple of decades.
You're sweet.
I'm sweet.
Matt Reddy.
Oh, that dude's fucking hairline is disgusting.
Yeah. And it's long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you don't know Matt Reddy, he sort of looks like Frenchie, but with no hair.
Yeah.
And he's got a mad big comb over that is long and it is upsetting.
It's he must hate it when it rains or if he goes for swims.
Well, he plays water polo. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, but he's got a little cap on then. He's playing water polo.
Thank Christ for that.
He probably loves it.
He's the guy who always wears a hat in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And then the security guard has to keep telling him to take it off and he's like, oh.
And then he takes it off and security's like, oh, put it back on. Put it back on.
It's reflecting the lights. I don't know. I think, what is the female version of becoming bald? Or having receding hairline? Because I know a lot of ladies.
Going grey. Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Doesn't that happen a little bit later in life?
Nah.
Because receding hairlines are like 20.
But chicks start dyeing their hair fucking pretty early. What else do they do? Wrinkles? They hate wrinkles.
Crow's feet. I got crow's feet.
Yeah, that's from smiling and laughing.
I don't have crow's feet. I got a whole fucking crow's carcass in my eyelids.
I look weathered.
Oh, I look Christ. Weathered. I've got a line in between me fucking eyes.
I do.
It's huge.
Yeah.
When Claire was getting Botox one day, I said, what can you do with this? And she goes, mate, probably nothing.
Nah.
That's beyond repair.
There's not enough Botox in the land to fill that canyon.
Oh, it's a fucking canyon, all right. Okay, so let's talk Daily Blue.
Yeah.
What's happening with your Instagram page? What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. It's a good question. See, because like – so for anyone that's new to the show, it's a satirical news publication. If you know like the Batuta Advocate or The Onion or The Chaser.
You've just basically copied their thing.
Basically just doing what someone else is already doing. That's but
smart.
It's quite localised to where we live, Newcastle. And I started it during COVID.
You've got
COVID 1.0.
How many followers you got?
15 and a half.
Which is pretty good.
It's great. And I neglect it. And more so now I have the scaffolding business than ever. It's like a redheaded stepson. It's badly neglected. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never really had a goal I never really had a plan with it. I don't know, like with you, with your, with YouTube and comedy, like I assume you had a plan. You had there was a destination and you had a way you wanted to get there. This was just a way for me to, one, make fun of people or make fun of things and just like have a whinge about stuff that annoy me and I think people will find funny.
Especially on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I've never really thought about what it, like if there's like any purpose to it. Like I've sold a little bit of merch. But again, even that, like someone else handled that completely and that was like still nearly too much work for me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, you do have to treat it like a job.
Yeah, if you want to like.
And that's advice for anyone dabbling in social media. You got to treat it like a job.
Yeah.
Like you have to.
Yeah.
Like it can't be a hobby. It has to be like another job.
So if you want to make it
into a job. If you want to make it. Like, you know, I've seen a lot of people go by the wayside. And I think this will happen with TikTok too.
Yeah.
Because TikToks are so easy to make.
Yeah.
You'll see all these people that will classify themselves as stars, as, you know, celebrities and whatever. They've got the blue ticks and all that type of shit on TikTok. They'll go by the wayside because it's too easy.
Well, the point of entry is so easy. So anyone can get in. It's like podcasting. Any fucking idiots could do it.
Hey.
But it is. It's a similar thing. Like I think I heard on Rogan, there are now 4 million podcasts in the world.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it. But then what separates, you know, the cream can rise to the top or the wheat from the chaff or whatever is who's going to stick to
it. Can you give me one more?
The men from the pigeons.
My neighbor down the road, his dad races pigeons.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He said, and Ricky, who you know from the Buck Show and all that.
Yeah, good man.
Ricky, great man. He said to me one day when he told me, he just said it so casually. He goes, yeah, my old man races pigeons.
That's interesting.
I was like, oh, does he?
Okay. He's like, yeah, doesn't yours? Like, no. Yeah, but I think like you say, like, so the point of entry is as easy as fucking making a TikTok or starting a podcast. Any can do it.
Mm.
So the difference then becomes who's going to apply themselves, who's going to be creative, who's going to be consistent with it. And that's who will, you know, end up doing something with it. And
yeah, it's sticking with it. It's making sure that you diversify. And I think this is where you're sort of, I think you've done all you can in Newcastle.
Yeah.
I think you need to spread it more wider.
Spread my wings.
Spread your wings and time to fly.
Yeah. And like, yeah, you're 100% right. And then I think the thing, like I've come to that point where like you say, like it's probably gone as far as it can go with where we are. And because I don't have a destination in mind. I'm just like, oh, I'm just kind of like just plodding along, just doing the same stuff, which doesn't bother me because people still do enjoy it. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, like I have the scaffolding, like I have a scaffolding business with a mate that we run. That takes up a lot of my time.
Is that just in Newcastle that you operate scaffold?
Well, it's called Australia Wide. So one day, I don't know. We called it Australia Wide, but we work all up like the sort of East Coast, like we go.
Where do you go? Tell the people.
Plug for the business.
Yeah, this podcast is brought to you by Australia Wide Scaffolding.
So if we're going to sponsor this podcast, I just need you to know I'm not paying any money.
No one else is. Fuck yeah. The ABC's not.
The Patreon are.
The good people. Good people.
Yeah, no, we do like all up the Hunter Valley down the Central Coast. Like, and
there you go.
Between Mid-North Coast.
If you need something erected.
Erection specialist. Yeah.
Is that like your tagline? You should have
that. No, I think that would obviously be some scaffolding companies.
We'll get you up.
It would be good to get a does Johnny Sins do what are they called? Cameos? Because a Johnny Sins scaffolding cameo
would be great.
Would be nice for business. That would be very
What
nice.
Would you want Johnny Sins to say?
Just like, hey.
Hey guys.
Hey guys, Johnny Sins here. I'm a man who knows how to get it up. Speaking of get it up, my brother's at Australia Wide Scaffolding and Roofing.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just something along those lines.
Code word Johnny to get 10% off your erection.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. Oh,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
so
beautiful.
Johnny, if you're listening, mate, we could use you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. It's a fun way for me. Like when I'm watching the footy and if something annoys me on the footy and I can just do a little article and we can all have a giggle at it and people will jump in the comments and it's fun. But that's kind of all it's been. It's been just that for a little while now.
I think you need to spread your wings.
Spread them.
It's time to spread them.
Spread them, Blue.
Spread them. I want you to spread those cheeks. Spread those wings, sorry.
Spread the wings.
And learn how to fly.
Yeah.
I want you to get home and I want you to put on that Foo Fighters song, Learn to Fly.
R.I.P. Taylor Hawkins.
He flew too early.
He loved flying. He's flying high. He flew high.
Too close to the sun.
I was talking old Icarus.
How'd you go fixing the Sims for Claire Lord?
How's the Sims, mate? Sims back online? No,
did it work?
No. He's built a nice little house.
All right. Bluey,
regale the people.
Regale the people. Tell them a story.
So, guys.
When I was young.
Me and Butty were doing coke at his wedding. No, I'm just joking. There was no narcotics at the wedding.
There was,
just not by you.
Oh, I've got info about the super spreader.
We've got info on the super spreader from the wedding. Claire Butterfield recently went down with COVID not long after the wedding. We believe someone, we know who gave Claire COVID at the wedding. I know who gave Claire COVID at the wedding. I live with the super spreader. We were at Isaac and Claire's wedding. My partner had COVID about 6-7 days before, and obviously we spoke to Isaac and Claire. They were sweet. They were just like, just stay away from the fossils. Stay away from the old people. And we did. We stayed outside smoking darts all night with Lordy, and it was a good night. It was a very, very good night. Very, very good night. What else is happening? Isaac's gone. Lordy's been playing Sims. No, I tell you what else is happening. Now the borders are open. We've got a mate getting married in Hawaii next year. Isaac and Claire are also going there on their honeymoon shortly. And it's got me thinking about traveling again. I'm really excited to go traveling, eating food.
You're doing great on the show by yourself.
I was missing you. You brought more grog back. I was just talking about travel, going traveling again. You guys going to Hawaii for your honeymoon shortly?
We're back on the road too, doing shows.
Hey, shows.
How's this?
It's all happening.
How's my...
Where are the shows at?
How's my darling wife?
Yeah.
Who also just had COVID.
Who just had COVID and I've been waiting on her hand and feet.
Now, let me tell you all about it. So, I just went upstairs and grabbed this bottle of single malt Bushmills. $200 bottle, by the way. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. I don't even check anymore.
But it's quite nice. And Claire goes, how about this? Claire, can you hear me when I'm saying this?
Yep.
She goes, don't get too pissed. You were blind the other night and you ruined our evening. Well, she didn't say that, but that was what she was implying.
If I had a dollar for every time I've been told that by a woman, Isaac, I'd be a fucking millionaire.
So, little Dickie.
You were blind the other night and you've ruined the evening. That's fucking.
She didn't say those exact words.
Well, she didn't have to.
Which I knew that's
it
what she
meant. It was implied.
So part of...
You know, on that note, I'm getting another beer.
Don't
tell me what to do, Claire.
Part of rugby league... Watch your cup of tea there too, big fella. Part of rugby league, whenever someone plays a sport... Well, it's not just rugby league. It's any sport. Throw the cuppa on the table. People don't care. Is Old Boys Day.
Hey!
Old Boys Day. You've got Old Boys Day this weekend. I actually played for Central, so I could play. Go to Old Boys Day too. Yeah, I'll go, but I'll leave early because I'm in trouble off Claire. So we went to Dudley Magpies Old Boys Day the other day. I hadn't eaten. I was fucking blind. And how's this? So we went over to the pub afterwards. So I probably had 6 tins at the footy, hadn't eaten.
Full strength tins too. They'll cut you to ribbons when you haven't eaten.
Oh.
They'll knock you around.
It was all over. And then I get home. I get to the pub.
You ruined the evening apparently.
Two beer. Well, Claire was like, I can't wait to get home. We're going to watch a movie. So I go over to the pub and then fucking... Jones turns up.
Oh, man.
Dad. And he goes, oh, Isaac, I've got that whiskey that I wanted you to try. So he goes to his, he gets some glasses with ice in it from the bar, goes to his car.
Brought his own grog into the pub.
Brought his own grog.
You can't do that.
Starts pouring whiskeys. So I finished my two beers I had at the pub, and then we've had three or four whiskeys. I'm trying to get an Uber to get home because I said to Claire I'd be home about six. And the Uber's 40 minutes.
Done that before too.
So I've had like three extra drinks. I'm in the Uber blind. I don't know what we fucking talked about, me and old mate. Get home, start to get a stinking migraine because I get migraines when I drink. Go to bed. So Claire's waited all day for me to get home so we could watch this movie, and I've ruined the night. So that's why she told me to fucking take it easy.
If you getting a headache and going to bed early is ruining the night, then you'd fucking hate to see what I do. Claire's idea of ruining a night and Jesse's. No,
she never said I ruined the night.
No,
I'm just adding that for a dramatic effect.
That's funny. Yeah, actually, someone told me they saw you at Old Boys Day. I can't remember who it was, but they were like, yeah, that big fucking talk just stood straight in front of me. You must have stood straight in front of someone.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, you might, wherever you were watching the footy from, you just like parked up, but obviously because you're 6'8".
Oh, well, these fucking idiots, these other old boys, yeah, allegedly. They stood behind me. I was there first, and then they complained.
That, I can't remember who it was, but
was it Nathan Stafford?
Nah, I haven't seen Staff for ages.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. It's something he'd do too.
It was one of those, and they fucking complained to me. I said, "You fucking stood behind me.
It's a big place. Just go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. Get away from
me." Yeah, Old Boys Day this weekend for Central Charlestown, my club.
I played one game reserve grade.
You're not come. Get up there.
Nah, fuck him.
I'm gonna go watch your brother play.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch him play too. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. No, it'll be good. It's a good day. And my first one is a retired footballer, so I'm going to really make a dickhead out of myself.
Talking about retards.
Yeah. Go on.
Lordy's talking. No, I don't mean Lordy's. Lordy's talking about. Lordy's talking about us. That's what I meant by retards.
Yeah.
Talking about us doing a live podcast.
Yeah, exciting. Maybe for a milestone that could be coming up soon.
For the 50th.
When we raise the bat for 50 episodes. What are we at now, about 34, 35?
This is 35.
So a couple of months' time.
We might have to start doing two a week.
I was going to suggest that.
Okay.
I'd like to do two a week, and I don't know, logistically, cool. We'll talk about podcast operations on the podcast. Fuck it.
What do you reckon, Lord? When can we do two a week? Let us know in the comment section or send us a message. Send Lordy a dick pic, whatever you want to do. You get enough dick pics. Who are you getting dick pics from?
Yeah.
And fucking connect your microphone. How many weeks do I need to provide you with new microphones before you asked?
Where is the microphone?
He put it in the esky over there for some reason.
Likes a cold mic.
Yes, James?
So two a week feasible? Two a
week is feasible.
Okay. He's got to double his money.
So the live podcast will be open to the public for 85 people.
Nice.
Right.
So we're saying this live podcast that we're talking about doing will be open to our Patreon members only. 85 lucky Patreon members.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice capitalism. Yep. Join us on Patreon, only a dollar a month, 25 cents a week.
So we'll be doing it somewhere in Newcastle, I assume.
Newcastle.
And we'll be getting blind, rotten, drunk, Q&As, nudity.
Oh, we'll have to get some nudity involved.
Fucking 100% there'll be nudity.
Well, you know what we should do? We should get midget strippers. Small people strippers.
I know a couple.
We'll have to get the OnlyFans guys back on.
100%.
Oh, we'll get guests. It'll be fucking sick.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited. So there'll be a live podcast in 15 episodes time. What's that?
Oh, that's not many at all.
What's that, 2 months? It's only fucking 7 weeks if we start banging two a week out.
Fuck yeah, let's start banging.
Yeah.
Johnny Sins, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do that. That'll be fucking fun.
That'll be nice.
And we'll get you more confident being on stage, and then you'll finally do stand up.
Yeah. I know, you've been hammering that for ages. I just don't want it enough. Like, I don't not want it, but like you want it. Yeah, like you've always wanted it. And I'm just like, it's like, I feel like the Daily Blue and like, it's like foot, like what footy was for me. Like, it's just like, I like doing it, but I don't.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do scaffolding for the rest of your life?
No.
Who does? Because I went on a run today. I went to the gym, then I went for a run. Fucking burnt a million calories on fire. Which means I'm going to have ravioli in about an hour.
Cheap ravioli.
I didn't know you had expensive ravioli.
No, just we were making fun of your cheap quiches the other week.
Who the fuck was talking shit about the quiches?
We were on the podcast.
Mate, I tell you
what. You were probably drunk ruining the night again. You didn't. Claire's been slaving over a hot stove. You're just down there drinking with your mates.
I tell you what, people might think that buying a quiche from Woolworths is a bit fucking higgledy-piggledy, but it is a great move.
What sort of, like from the deli or what are we talking?
Fucking. It is. No, it's like, you know, it's like around, it's near the deli, no doubt. Near the meat section. in between the meat section of the deli, usually the quiches are located near like
Jesus.
Yeah, near Jesus, near the cheeses. You find the quiches in there. Trust me, grab one, go home, halve it with your partner because we're fat pigs here.
You need a whole quiche between yous.
Yeah.
The big dog.
Yeah, mate.
You nail a whole quiche, two of yous.
Damn right.
That's not a 50-50 split.
It serves four people.
That's not a 50-50 split. Claire's not eating half a quiche. Don't tell fucking fatty. Don't you fucking put half his quiche on your beautiful wife.
Don't tell Claire.
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 You're wearing half his quiche.
Where are you?
Do you eat you'd be eating three quarters of it.
Dixon, do you eat half a quiche?
No.
Oh, fucking bullshit, you do.
You'd be eating fucking three quarters of that bad boy.
You right, I'm getting blind drunk now for that absolute outrageous remark.
Going to ruin the evening again.
Now, when I... What else is
you? She's not listening.
What I do is the quiche is a circle, right?
Yeah.
Instead of cutting it in the middle.
Yeah.
Cut it just a little bit to the left.
Okay.
So I get the big bit.
So she thinks she's getting
half. What a fucking loser. She thinks she's getting half.
Fucking idiot.
She's so stupid she married me. What an idiot.
What a fucking idiot. God,
imagine being so silly you'd marry me. Nah, she's beautiful. But she doesn't need as much food as me because I'm a big person.
You need more calories.
Yeah, and I'm running.
Yeah.
God, picking up a good pace.
Yeah, you're back on the – you're training every day still too?
Still training every day. I'm doing 3 days of cardio as well. So I do my hour gym sesh, a bit of a push-pull system, and I do 3 days of cardio on top of that as well.
Respect.
That. So I'm sitting at 107 kilos at the moment.
That's nice, but
if you're hot. I don't know where I want to go. I've got childbearing hips though. I want to get rid of those.
You can't. I've got the love handles too. That's fucked. I've come to the conclusion that if I want to get rid of them, of the childbearers, I have to cut the grog out.
Right. Lord, do you want that?
And I'm not prepared to do that.
Yes.
I just enjoy. I enjoy living too much. I like fucking food. I like piss. It's good times, and I'm not prepared to cut that out, so I can not have some love handles.
So this
I'm handling up.
This is something I'm working on, and this is a bit of an exclusive for the podcast, and it's deep in the podcast too. So only the legit.
Maybe save it for the Patreon.
Okay, we'll save it for the Patreon people.
Is it a good? Is it
sealed? It's sealed.
Is it sealed section worthy?
It's a new, not so much a business. It's a business that I won't profit from.
Okay, so you want to make a difference.
Actually, yes.
To your bank balance. No, it's just people's
I
lives.
I may make a profit from it as well.
Yeah.
If I can do both.
But you're looking to make a difference out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, let's talk about the podcast. How long are we into this podcast, by the way?
45 minutes. We'll do a bit more.
We'll do a bit more and then we'll jump into the sealed section.
For the tight asses.
I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's to do with fitness.
Cool.
So I think it's a pretty cool. Yeah. You know who was talking about fitness the other day? Spanion.
Yeah, right.
Remember Spanion?
I remember Spanion. Well, I didn't meet him because I was boozing, but yes.
Yeah, you were boozing.
I was at a wedding. I was at a wedding.
Oh, before we let's talk about Spanion, then we'll talk about the super spreader at the wedding.
Yeah, we've got to get back to that.
I've got to talk about that. Cal Gray was the super spreader, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bunga.
Oh, well, let's talk about
I fucking love Bunga.
Bunga. Cal Bunga. He was bungered.
He was fully bungered at your wedding.
He was. Cal Gray was bungered.
I absolutely love Cal. Bungered. I really like Cal. He's fucking
Did you
funny.
Not know Cal before?
Yeah, yeah. No, I knew him, but it was one of those like background characters. Who, right. And then since like your bucks and then and the wedding. I spent a good time off his hip on the piers and he genuinely makes me laugh very
he
hard.
He is an absolute – I love him.
Yeah.
And well, I first met him playing footy with him, but – he was probably 27 when I was 18.
He's a little bit older than us, so he'd be like 35 now.
Around that.
Yeah.
Still hasn't grown up, which is interesting.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that's like, just to paint a picture, he's fucking 5 foot nothing.
Yep.
Snowy blonde hair. He's a roofer.
Surfer.
Yeah. He's just a real ocker, knockabout bloke. He's one of those guys, the time I've spent with him, who is hilarious and in no way is he trying to be funny. He's just being himself,
yeah,
and he makes you like he makes me cry laughing. I think he's really, really funny.
Great, great dude.
Yeah,
but as I think we talked about this on the podcast last week, he gets blind, and
he does.
His nickname is Bunga. So when he gets extremely blind, the basically the definition we've given him is he is bungered.
Oh yeah,
that's how drunk he is. Yeah. He's bungered.
He couldn't talk at your wedding.
Well, this is what happened, right? When he's so drunk, he can't talk. He gets real close to
That's her, fucking drunk.
And he happened to have COVID. So this was just the worst combination.
He actually had it.
Well, he rang me the day off.
Oh, I was like, I've got
it. No, he said, Taylor, his partner,
yeah,
has come down with it. She's come down with it. The kids have got it, but I'm negative. He says, do you mind if I come? And I'm not going to say no. It's my fucking wedding. So that, I said, mate, just keep a bit of distance from people.
Don't talk to any old people.
Don't talk to any old people.
Well, that was a predicament we were in with Jesse, and we were like, look, what are we doing? Like,
well, I still didn't think she existed.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make a point that she is real.
Yes.
So I said, darn.
She's coming.
COVID or no COVID, you are coming to this fucking wedding.
Monkeypox, you're there, babe.
You're there, and she had both.
Yeah. How do you get monkeypox?
Oh, they're saying it's just for gay dudes, but surely not. I don't know.
I'm going to Google it.
Do a bit of monkeypox research. Anyway, stay on Bunga. We're getting sidetracked. So Bunga was the super spreader at the wedding.
Sorry.
Yo.
How do you get monkeypox? That's like the number one Google. I will open that in a minute.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bunga was the super spreader.
That's funny. And like you're saying, so he loses his ability to talk.
Yeah, he can't talk. And so the neighbours, Maddie down the road, she goes to me, who was your short friend at the wedding who got really angry and aggressive when I couldn't understand what he was saying? I said, that's Cow. He gets mad. He gets mad when you do that. He once got so pissed. He was so blind at the pub and he had a broken thumb. So he had a big cast on. And he basically, I turned up at the pub late. I'd been at work. I was working, I think, as a pizza boy or something at that point. No, surely not.
Would have been a few going missing on your runs, wouldn't there?
Fuck. I used to get a free pizza every night and take it. It was fucking the best. Best job I ever had, honestly.
Domino's?
No. It was a
Eagle Boys?
Family-owned one. It was called Crave. Yeah.
Getting away from the big four.
In Jules, yeah. Nice. Mate, they made the best pizzas. The guy who ran it, Lindsay's name was it? Absolute great dude. Love the people I work with. I got my friends' jobs. Nice. So we're just all hanging out.
Nice.
Sick.
Eating pizza, delivering pizza.
The best. My car always smelled like pizza. That was a pain. Anyway. What was I talking about?
Cow, Bunga. Spreading COVID.
Oh, so I go to the pub late and he was pissed blind. So I walk in and at this point there was this thing called checking. Did your mates ever have the sort of thing where you check each other?
Banging into each other?
No. Checking was where you wouldn't punch him in the face, but you sort of put your fist near him and just, this is such a man thing. This is how dumb men are. You put your fist right near their face and just go, you check him.
Like a short jab.
A short jab. Yeah. And he had a cast on. So I walk in and he's blind. He's like, butsy. And I go, mate, what are you fucking, you're blind. And he just fucking doesn't just check me. He full fucking just jabs me in the face with his fucking cast. He's a fucking menace.
He's a menace.
But I love him. And he would have been 26, 27 when I was 18. And I went with him, Fraser, and a bloke called Stavsy. And we'd go to the Prince every single Sunday.
How good was it, Prince?
Prince on the Sundays in Newcastle, Prince of Wales Hotel. The best, the bee's knees. So we go in there and the boys would show me how it's done. I had no money, so they shout me heaps of drinks. And it was cheap drinks on a Sunday too, so that was nice.
It was $4 Coronas, $5 Cruisers.
And we'd all go to King Street Hotel after that, and it was just the bee's knees. You get home at, everyone had work the next day, so you'd probably leave Kingers at like 11.
Well, close at midnight.
That was
a good thing about a Sunday session, close at midnight.
Yeah, you'd leave. I usually left about 10, and I'd go to fucking Crust on the way home and get a pizza to myself.
The bloke with no money, he's been scabbing drinks all night, go get himself a fucking $35 crust pizza. Get yourself a nice little Domino. You fucking see this house? This is the house that the scab built.
This is the house Patreon built.
Look at this podcast studio. This is because fucking everyone's shouting this dickhead drinks his whole adolescence.
Shut up, mate. Shut the fuck up.
You scab drinks or not, they get a crust on the way home in your limo. Fuck me.
Okay.
Why are we fucking ropeable when they hear this?
This was at a different age. This was years later. I was buying drinks myself. Finally. Well, that's not entirely true. Fraser was in the mine.
Actually, no. This is, yeah, no.
For another bloke with no hair, Fraser, he would go and he would only, when we went to Kingers, we were always the first ones there.
Of course.
Because we were fucking mad losers. You got
to beat that line too.
Every night, every time we went, I don't think I ever picked up at King Street. The only time I picked up at King Street was when I met my bride.
Nah.
And that was at King Street Markets.
Yeah, and I picked up herpes sharing cigarettes with fucking strangers, but.
Really?
No. I already had it.
I've got herpes.
Yeah.
On my lips.
I get cold sores.
Yeah. It's fucked.
When I get stressed. Something very interesting though.
But I got it as a kid, so I don't know where I fucking got it from.
Yeah, I've had it since as long as I can remember.
What happened?
So do you get, I get cold sores when I get run down. So like if I've been drinking a lot and not sleeping and my food's been shit or I'm stressed. So like when I was
So every uni, Monday you got it.
So basically, no, well for the longest time I was just getting cold sores left, right and center. And the last 2 years, cold. I have a cold shower every morning.
Do you?
I haven't had a cold sore for fucking.
You have a cold shower every morning.
Every morning, man.
What time do you get up?
So I get up at 4:30 and train before I go to work.
As if getting up at 4:30 isn't punish enough, you then smash yourself with a cold.
I go to the gym and then I have a. And this time is the wildest because the fucking water's cold.
Oh, so you have a cold shower after the gym?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not as bad.
My gym has a shower at it, so I train and then I shower and then I go to work.
Fucking show off.
Well, I have to because if I don't
at your gym.
Because if once it comes 3:30 or whenever I finish work, I'm done for the day.
Do you wear thongs in the shower?
No.
At the gym?
No.
Gross.
Yeah, get a bit of tinier. But I haven't had a cold sore for about 9-10 months, I reckon.
Oh, so you had them quite a bit.
Just because of fucking the piss, I reckon.
Like, just because you're a piss wreck.
Just because I like saucing and big weekends and like pre-COVID I was having a few of them. And post-COVID and during COVID. But I've noticed, I haven't had a cold, and my stress levels have been quite high with work for, like, well, since we started the business about 12 months ago. Sure. And I haven't had a fucking cold sore. And I'm honestly putting it down to the cold showers. I think they must do something for your immune system. Obviously, do your own research. But
do them. Who gives a shit?
But do you get them when you get run down?
No, I haven't had them since I was a kid. But I
oh really?
Yeah. So since I was a kid, I have not had a cold sore since.
Yeah, right.
So I'd have them I had them in primary school a couple of times, not like many times, but a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then haven't had them since. So it's just been that virus has been dormant in me for a long, long time.
That's interesting. Yeah. Because I'd get it I could feel them. I'd feel an itch. Like I'd have a big weekend and then I'd get the kernel and then I'd be like, oh, fuck, here it comes. And then I just get this romper come off. I'll be like, fucking, and they're unsightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're unsightly.
You know you're not supposed to kiss babies because of that?
Yeah, well, I reckon that's what someone did to me.
Well, I reckon that's what happened to me too. Someone in my family had it, and it's a really easy disease to have because it just gets passed down.
1 in 3, they reckon.
Really?
I don't know. I made that up. Can we Google that? I don't know if it's important.
1 in 6?
1 in 6.
How do you know? How do you have that statistic straight up?
Because he would be 3 from 3. Do you have cold sores, Lordy? Damn, I was going to say we'd be 3 from 3 in this room.
How many people have
herpes? Cold but it's a different sore. Is it like strain A or syntax A?
80%, 50 to 80% of US adults have oral herpes.
Yeah. So it's, heaps.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you probably get it from when you're a kid.
Yeah. Or... I reckon.
I reckon most people get it when they're a kid, and one of their friends, family members, or whatever, has given them a little smooch.
Yeah,
and that's how it's sort of passed on.
I've made a point. A lot of my friends are having babies like this. Like
you're not kissing your friend's babies.
No,
on lips?
I'm going out of my way to kiss them
on
and
lips.
Give them cold sores.
Because I
want these little pricks to suffer like I suffered.
You
want to
share and you share the love.
I want them to have a hard. Yeah.
Well, this is something that Claire and I have spoken about because we've gotten married. So the next step, you know.
I saw the kiddie door. You've just installed the fucking.
We've got a baby gate.
It's like but just for those playing at home, it's not just an ordinary baby gate. So you know those little baby gates you see that are just like a few white bars and a little clicky plastic handle.
A poor man's baby gate.
No. This thing is like a fucking castle at the top of your stairs. It is just solid.
It's solid pine.
It's fucking more than pine. That thing would stop a bullet.
Yeah.
There's no babies getting through that.
We got it so Littlefoot doesn't run down the stairs. If we got someone down here, like guests, if they're a bit scared of dogs or whatever, but also because Rosie fell down those stairs.
That was tragic.
So that's the main reason. But also we thought, fucking baby gates, they're just a bit dodgy. Like our neighbours, Seven Lee, they've got one for little Owie and we don't love it. It's just even our other neighbours down the road with little Bowie, like he gets up and he shakes it now and Maddie's just looking at it going, oh, fucking Christ.
Yeah,
it's a bit scary.
They're flimsy, but this thing you've had installed.
You're not getting through it, you little shit. Nah. Try your best. No, we're locked in here.
I barely got through it to do the podcast. It's fucking.
Yeah, it's tough. It's hard to get through. Well, I was carrying the fucking groceries up the stairs the other day and I realised it was locked.
Shut.
I was like, oh, Christ. It's fucking bullshit. Monkeypox. We need to work out how to get monkeypox.
How to get it?
So what I was going to say is
who's getting
we now have the baby gate because when we have a bub, we want to have that there so it's all nice and safe.
Yeah. That's safe as fucking houses, that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no
that's...
motherfuckers getting through that.
Yeah.
So how to get – okay, monkeypox, this is from New South Wales Health. There have been 33 monkeypox identified since the 20th of May 2022.
So that – gosh, sorry to cut you off straight away. There's been 33 cases.
Yes. In New South Wales.
Why are we hearing about it?
Well, this is the thing.
Why are we hearing? There's 33 cases.
Well, now that any time, because this is such a, this is a great way to keep people scared. This
is what people do. I hate this
It's a great way to keep people scared.
33 cases. I shouldn't even fucking know about it.
100%. The situation of monkeypox in New South Wales is changing rapidly.
No, it's not.
Many, allegedly. No, it's not. Many of the cases are men who have had sex with men and have acquired overseas. But some cases in New South Wales are likely to be acquired in Australia.
Where is this coming? What info?
This is some little website called the newsouthwaleshealth.gov.au.
Oh, cool. They've been spot on with a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah. Monkeypox spreads through close skin-to-skin contact, physical contact, with someone who has symptoms, such as when you're having sex. That's a weird way to put it.
Yeah, there's surely other ways.
Skin-to-skin, what about shaking hands?
Hugging. Yeah, just a good old wrestle.
Or by direct contact with contaminated objects.
Why is the first thing they go to butt sex? Why isn't it like, I don't know, shaking hands or cuddling?
That is a weird way to put it, isn't it?
Why is the first thing they go to bumming?
Symptoms include rashes, lesions, or sores, particularly in areas that are hard to see, such as the genitals, anus or anal areas, on the face, arms, or legs.
So they've said three things that are hard to see and then three things that are very visible, face, arms, and legs.
Particularly in areas hard to see, such as the face, arms, or legs.
Yeah.
No.
It could be anywhere, like your ass, dick, or balls. Or also your face, arms, and legs. But check everywhere.
Check everywhere. It could be in hidden areas like your arsehole or your face.
And don't forget, there's a whopping 33.
It could be anywhere.
Million? No, 33 cases.
That is weird.
I hate this shit.
So they're saying it's a sex transmitted thing, but then they're also saying no, it's not.
So like the headline, because like my understanding, a lot like with a lot of people's understandings, is like all you hear is you get monkeypox and gay dudes get monkeypox, but then you read it and they're like, well, you can get it any which way and it can be anywhere. They're like, oh, it could be on your dick, butt, or like balls, or but it could also be on your face and arms. And yeah, like,
I think people are scared to call it a gay disease because it's not just a gay disease. Well, you can be straight and get it.
Surely, like from what they've just said, surely you could give it to girls too. Like,
but it's only people who are having gay sex are seen to be the ones who are getting who are worried about getting it.
Why?
Is that right, Lordy?
No. You're a monkeypox expert. Lordy's like, I don't fucking know.
Although,
Lordy.
So here's a question.
We're talking butt sex, James. We need you.
Here's a question. Are gay men at greater risk? This is on the BBC's website. Although some of the cases have been seen in the gay and bisexual men, anyone who comes in close contact with monkeypox could potentially get the virus.
Yeah, so
a notable portion, the UK Health Security Agency has said a notable proportion.
Do you have monkeypox? Is that why you're nervous reading this?
I always hate reading in out loud, which is weird because I speak out loud for a living.
That's your job.
I know. A notable proportion of the recent cases in the UK and Europe have been found in the gay and bisexual community. So we are particularly encouraging them to be alert of the symptoms and seek help if concerned.
Okay. But you just said anyone could get it.
So why are you – is that weird?
This is stupid. Is
that a strange way to put it?
Yeah. It's just like – just, I don't know, something else is going on. Just keeping us distracted.
Bell's ringing.
Guys.
We've hit an hour.
Come and join us on Patreon.
On Patreon right now. We are heading to the sealed section. Now,
Butsy's going
to
be changing lives.
This is important information too. If you haven't joined us on Patreon, this is important for you. A lot of people were complaining about you can only watch the video on there. We now have a private RSS feed. So you click it on Patreon.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm about to tell you, dickhead. You click it on Patreon. And it goes straight to whatever you listen to your audio on. So whether it's iTunes or whatever. So I don't know if it works to Spotify. It'll go through whatever media player you have on your phone. So you'll be able to listen to it in the car or whatever. So Lordy, you'll be sorting that out this week.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well done. He looks scared, but we will sort it out. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Cancel Me Now. We appreciate your time and your efforts. Head over to Isaac Butterfield on Patreon to listen to the sealed section. Toodaloo, au revoir, bye-bye. I hear him chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man's so tough, but man's keep walking.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.